What's your market cap?
Market cap, yeah, talking about market cap, I think we have just under $15 million Canadian market cap, equivalent to what, 11 million US. It's a super tiny market cap given the resource we have in the ground. Now, this resource, like I said, 85% at measured and indicated, an extremely high grade resource. You know, in Canada, you don't find these lower hanging fruits anymore. Where did you find 8 gram per ton open pit? In Canada, we have intercepted 8.4 gram over 873.5 meters, and along with 11 gram over 12 meters. And there's a lower grade envelope at 1 gram over 163 meters and 1.2 gram over 65 meters. The grade just goes on and on.
So you mentioned the infrastructure. You used the term turnkey. So in terms of turnkey, how turnkey is it? In terms of risk, what risk do you see? In terms of when you say turnkey, is it because your cost is low to drill per meter? Is it turnkey because of the infrastructure? Is it turnkey because of all the successful stories around you? What makes Dynasty Gold attractive?
Now, yeah, we got the location. Turnkey is the infrastructure surrounding us. So when we go to mining, we don't have to invest billions to build a road, to build the power lines, and perhaps, you know, we might not even need to build a mill. And that's kind of a, you know, as soon as the resource is ready, we can literally go into production, but we have to apply for permitting.
Good day, everybody. I have with me Ivy Chong, President, CEO, Director of Dynasty Gold. Ivy's been on again. Ivy, how are you today?
I'm great, Steve. How are you?
Good. For those of us who have not heard about you guys, or maybe they've seen you on our show before, I want to be upfront with for our listeners that we are not currently investors, although that may change, and Dynasty Gold has not paid for this interview, although that may change in terms of sponsorship. But we really wanted to get Ivy back on because we found her story intriguing. We reached out to Ivy about a year ago and wanted to see what Ivy had got going on. So, Ivy, for those who don't know you guys, if you can, before you introduce the project, if you can give us the ticker and the website for people who want to visit and learn more about you.
Okay, Dynasty Gold, ticker symbol on Toronto Stock Exchange is DYG. On OTC is DGDCF. DGDCF.
Awesome. Ivy, for those who don't know you guys, or for those who need a refresher, if you can give us the elevator pitch, the 30-second overview of basically where the project is, what stage it's in, where it's at, and why it matters.
Well, Dynasty Gold has a flagship gold, advanced stage gold project in Northwest Ontario in Canada. It's on the highway. Actually, it can be accessible on the highway. It's in the town of Dryden, 50 kilometers from Dryden. And that's our flagship project. We're trying to develop it into a deposit now that we have a NI 43-101 resource. And Dynasty Gold also has another project in Nevada. It's also 100% owned. It's called Golden Wheat Pit. And this project is located in the Midas Gold Camp.
All right. If you can, Ivy, bring us in on, I know you mentioned Thundercloud, your flagship, but if you can give us a rundown of where you are in the permitting process, the exploration process for each of these, and kind of timelines for what you can expect for these mines.
Well, we have got a drill permit. We have been drilling on that project for the last 3 years. Now, that project has two identified mineralized pockets now. One is the zone called Pelnam Zone, Pao Nam Zong right now hosts NI 43-101 resource just under 200,000 ounces. And this project we acquired from Teck Resources back in 2021. So our drilling in 2022 to 2024 has increased the resource by at least another 200,000 to 300,000 ounces, according to the internal resource model, at 8 gram per ton, 250,000 ounces. And now this is an open pit. So for open pit, we don't need 8 gram per ton. If we lower the grade, we lower it at 2 gram per ton, we have 439,000 ounces. And we have drilled 8,000 meters. And now this project came with it, NI 43-101. Teck has invested over $10 million, and they have drilled over 12,000 meters. So we kind of inherited a very excellent database from Teck work. Therefore, we can close in on our drilling. Our drill results has been very extremely good. Actually, we have intercepted 8.4 gram over 873.5 meters, and along with 11 gram over 12 meters. And there's some a lower grade envelope at 1 gram over 163 meters and 1.2 gram over 65 meters. The grade just goes on and on. So this Pao Nam Zong, the Pao Nam Zong hosts this NI 43-101 resource, is extremely rich area.
For those of us who don't know what's around there, can you tell us just not only about the roads and all that stuff, but what other companies are in the area?
And to the southwest of us, there's a big company, big mining operation. It's called Rainy River Mine. And to the southeast is an Eagle's Hamon Reef Mine. To the north is Frank Giustra's Goliath Deposit. All of this operation, Goliath Deposit, is barely 30, about 37 meters north of us. And they're all within 100, 50 to 100 kilometers radius. So we are really kind of very big to be lucky. We're right in the middle of everything. Yeah, in addition to road access, there's also power line and leading to the logging road, leading to the property. So basically, this area is a mining turnkey location. You got existing mines already, you got advanced stage deposit, and there are also mills. So I talk a little bit more about, if our intention to go into production, what we're going to do in terms of using other people's amenities.
So you mentioned the infrastructure. You used the term turnkey. So in terms of turnkey, how turnkey is it? In terms of risk, what risk do you see? In terms of when you say turnkey, is it because your cost is low to drill per meter? Is it turnkey because of the infrastructure? Is it turnkey because of all the successful stories around you? What makes Dynasty Gold attractive?
Now, yeah, we got the location. Turnkey is the infrastructure surrounding us. So when we go to mining, we don't have to invest billions to build a road, to build the power lines, and perhaps we don't we might not even need to build a mill. And that's kind of a as soon as the resource is ready, we can literally go into production, but we have to apply for permitting. And now turnkey, in terms of our project is very advanced stage project. The resource we have, 85-90%, they are in measured and indicated category. That's a very advanced stage project. And the spacing we drilled, we are very close spaced. Every hole is about 20 meters, 25 meters, some are even closer. And that make the resource a very solid resource. When you have some resource, they are drilling 100 meter per hole, 2, 3, 500 meter per hole, and that's kind of far from ready to be a resource. So that's in terms of the resource, almost turnkey. The resource is not there, quite there yet, because we have to update our NI 43-101 report, and followed by a PEA study, and there's a number of studies we have to do, and plus permitting. And in terms of the risk, infrastructure, there's very little risk. This, in fact, is, the mine can be mined 24/7. The exploration, if we want to drill, we can drill almost 12 months a year, and also drill 24/7. When we drill, we actually drill 24/7. There's no stop, 24/7. And there's a good labor force in Dryden. City of Dryden is a mining town. It's got 8,000 population. In fact, it's got an assay lab. So everything is kind of almost by your doorstep. That save a lot on exploration. Mining would be huge cost saving. And the risk, one risk, given the hot commodity market right now, and I think finding a big labor force, just like going back to
Yeah.
before, when in the mining boom, finding a big labor force would perhaps be an issue now. And the fighting over the lab time, the assay time, would take longer. That means turning the results, turning over would take longer. The decision making, because you have to, the decision making, the drill holes basically are driven by the assay results, right? You don't drill 100 holes all at once, or even 50 holes. We are drilling 10 holes, 15 holes at once. Then we wait for the results and we adjust the plan according to the assay results. So that might take a longer time now, the turnover time. And other than that, I mean, the Canadian government right now, they're super supportive of mining, the fast track mining permits. And that itself will help a lot of companies like us, because we are kind of, this one deposit is, you can say, is close to production stage right now. So that will help us to fast track the mining permit if we decided to apply. And the risk in that department is totally minimized. Before, the risk is, in Canada, the risk of getting permit, unless you are in an environmentally protected zone, basically you can get a permit, but the timing is an issue. But now, with the government's new incentive program, the timing has been streamlined. That's hugely encouraging. So I mean, capital right now, capital is quite available than a few years ago. Again, thank you for the gold price. Yeah, so the downside risk, I think, it's been largely reduced.
Ivy, how much gold do you guys think you have there?
Well, right now, that based on the NI 43-101, that's a formal report that we did in 2021. It's just under 200,000, but that number does not include Dynasty Gold's drilling. That's only Teck Resources drilling. That's historical drilling. So all the high grade intercepts, high grade holes, is all actually all drilled by Dynasty Gold. So we haven't included all of the another kind of 8 to 10,000 meters, really not included. Now, if we're going to include everything we did, and lower the cutoff grade, and using a modern gold price, the model that we prepared before in 2021, we're using $1,600 gold price, 0.5 gram cutoff. Now people mining 0.5 gram cutoff, right? If we lower those criteria, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but it's kind of a, people have to work, read the forward
Do the
statement.
math.
We have several times more than 200,000 ounces, several times.
Ivy, you mentioned capital. I don't know if that's what. How much capital do you have? And then, are you fully funded for the next year? How long does the runway take you?
Well, we have about $3 million, because our drill cost is super low, is between $200 and $250. When I say all-in cost, our cost, not only including drilling, assay equipment, all of transportation, all of that stuff. We're actually including our fees, all the consulting fees and all the, the people working on the project, all of their fees. And so that's a super, super low cost because we keep a tight lid. Personally, I spend, when we start drilling, I spend at least half of the time. If people stay in the field for a month, I spend 15 to 20 days in the field working along with the crew. That's why you don't see me on the stage promoting the company that much, because I simply do not have the time. And I work with our geologists to design the program as well. So I'm very involved in the whole program. Like you can say from A to Z, right up to putting out the press release, and I'm very involved in the whole process. So because the management is so involved, and so we are able to keep the cost super low. We don't have layers and layers of we don't have a layers of management teams or geological teams. We have a good geologist, we have assistant geologist, and we have, whatever we need, but we don't have a big team of a dozen of geologists working on the project. The people we have, they are good. They must be good because based on the results that we're able to produce, that those results are even better than Teck Resources number.
Ivy, let me go back to make sure I heard this correct. How much capital do you have in the bank right now? And what's your
We
plan
have
to
3.3 million.
three? And that's US or Canadian?
Canadian.
Canadian. And what's your plan to grow the company?
Well, the plan that and first, we are thinking about updating the NI 43-101 report. We will see substantial growth in that resource, and will be open pit. This is an open pit resource. The model shows, we have done our internal model. The model shows the entire deposit. This is very advanced. I mean, because with the drill, we're drilling, like I just repeating myself now, I was saying that we're drilling 10 to 25 meter per hole spacing. Okay, it's a solid deposit. And they're all within 200 meters of surface, the entire deposit that can be open, that can be mined open pit. So we need to upgrade the NI 43-101. And secondly, we need to continue to delineate the mineralization. The goal is that we're going to connect the new zone we discovered, which is 1.5 kilometers away from the resource zone, connect them to make a bigger mineralized area for a bigger play for a resource growth and expansion. That down the road, I mean, anything is possible. Rainy River Mine, they started out mining with 6.4 million ounces. The Hammond Reef mine, Agnico Eagle's Hammond Reef mine, now they are sitting on 5.4 million ounces. To the north, Frank Giustra's Goliath deposit is sitting around just around about 3 million ounces. Imagine we're right in the middle, it's a triangle, right? Frank Giustra's deposit, this is a Rainy River mine, this is the Agnico Eagle's Hammond Reef mine. We're right in the middle, in the triangle, right in. We believe our resource could be as substantial, as big as one of the neighbors. We're very confident, given that what we have seen on the ground, the mineralization, how we could expand this. You see, we drilled these three holes. We discovered this new mineralized area last year. This is only the first three holes in a big area. There has not been any drilling. So our hit rate is 100%. That what does that tell us? I mean, in a big area, you only drilled three holes, you hit three out of three. That tells us that this mineralized ground is very rich ground. They are great, rich land package full of mineralization, at least in this part.
Ivy, you mentioned your team, your management getting involved and not involved in different things. You don't have a lot of costs. It's what it sounded like. If you can, what investors look for is you making sure that a leader or the personnel isn't like a square peg in a round hole. Like, for what stage you're in, could you tell us about kind of the experience you have, you bring, and the team around you that makes you guys the right people for to take this company forward?
Well, I've been with the company for quite some time now. My background, I have a finance background, and I was working for a mining company for the last 25 to 30 years. And that's the only job I had in Canada since I came to Canada. I came to Canada in 1991. That sounds a long, long time ago. 1991, yeah, so 35 years now. Only job I had in Canada is mining. In Canada, it's only kind of a resource-based economy, right? Especially 30 years ago, there's hardly anything other than mining, oil, and gas. Actually, I was in oil and gas for some time. I switched to mining, and I was able to bring my financial background, and also that since I start working for Dynasty Gold, I went back to a school. I took a number of years courses in geology. I'm not a geologist by any means, but I kind of learned some terms. I was able to communicate with the geologists. I have some basic understanding of geology. And so through my other work, because I worked for a number of mining companies before, I got to know some mining prominent leaders in the industry. The first country mining job I was working for in Telford, VanGold. This is going back too long ago. In 1996. Yeah, well, is that 20 years, 30 years ago? 30 years, isn't it? Yeah. My first job, I was with working for in Telford, and in Telford was, yeah, a very prominent figure in the industry. And I got to know people in when I was working for in Telford. I got to know Bob Gallagher. Bob was on the board. Now Bob retired into a technical committee advisor. And Bob was the CEO of New Gold. New Gold ran the Rainy River mine. So yeah, he was a very seasoned, experienced person. That's it. And also along. Oh, there's just too many. Yeah, I'm. Roman Shalanka was an industry legend in mining. Yeah, and I got to know Roman for two decades, and the Tookie Angus now passed away. He has been with Dynasty Gold for on and off for 35 years. These are the people that I kind of know as my. It just they help me to grow. They help me to grow into the person that I am today. And we have we have a very prominent members. And Larry Quancy was Barrick's exploration manager. Larry Quancy discovered the Betsy mine. Now it's called Goldstrike, I believe. That the mine when Larry was first on the job, I think the first discovery was 40 million ounces. Larry is the director of Dynasty Gold, along with Rick Refrand. Rick worked for Larry in Barrick, and Rick has a lot of experience in the mining space in gold and copper and different stuff. Yeah, so I mean, I had a lot of help. Max Baker is another person. Max Baker had a lot of discovery under his belt. Yeah, so I was able to put this team together,
Yeah.
and but. The names
Ivy,
I'm not,
I
I
want
haven't mentioned that they also made a huge contribution to the company.
Ivy, sounds like you got a good team around you. I do want to shift over to your share structure, capital structure. I know that Rob McEwen was heavily involved. If you can break down for us a number of warrants, your shares, fully diluted options, as well as what percentage make up of insiders and institutions. And then, what does Rob McEwen have and how did he get involved?
And now we have just under 74 million shares. Options and warrants, about 10 million. So fully diluted is 84. Out of that 84 million, around about 43, 44, maybe 45% even, are owned by insiders, long-term shareholders. And Rob McEwen. When I talk about long term, and some of the shareholders has been with us as long as I have been with the company, 20 plus years. And these shareholders, they are extremely supportive that, mining space has not always been this good in downtimes, and these shareholders support us through. So they write checks. When I say, hey, we need some money to do something, and these shareholders roll up the sleeve, they write a check. Now, Rob McEwen got involved when we drilled 8.4 gram over 73 meters back in, the news was out in 2022. Sorry, in 2023. The drilling was done in 2022. And Rob loves high grade. In number of his interviews, he said he is in love with high grade. And Rob is extremely supportive. I mean, he gave me a lot of guidance, especially on the marketing side of things. But to learn the depth of the knowledge from Rob would take decades. Yeah, he loves high grade. He continues to support the company. So we are very, very honored to have Rob on the board.
And Rob's got 8.5%. Does that
Yeah,
sound right?
Rob, yes, Rob holds 8.5% of the company, yes.
And insiders, institutions, about 35. Is that still the case?
Correct. Yeah, that's the insiders management. And so the company is very tightly held, right? Yeah, it's very extremely tightly held company. Because we are developing ThunderCloud, we have to raise some money, so we brought in new shareholders. And yeah, some of the new shareholders, they come in into our private placement over and over again, and they bought on the market, and they are in close contact with me. So I'm very, very, I think I serve these shareholders and all the stakeholders is honestly is a privilege to share with them. They are very supportive.
Ivy, what's your market cap?
Market cap, yeah, talking about market cap, I think we have just under $15 million Canadian market cap, equivalent to what, 11 million US? It's a super tiny market cap given the resource we have in the ground. Now, this resource, like I said, 85% at measured and indicated, an extremely high grade resource. You know, in Canada, you don't find these lower hanging fruits anymore. Where did you find 8 gram per ton open pit in Canada? You know
So,
that.
yeah, Ivy, you mentioned the phrase low hanging fruit, open pit, low risk of infrastructure's there, Ron McEwen's behind you. We curious, where do you see the biggest disconnect or opportunity for investors, given that you would believe, I would assume, that you guys are underpriced?
Well, marketing is a huge thing. Since we talked last year, we haven't really done any marketing, right? We talk about it, but we haven't really done marketing because, like I just mentioned earlier, that I was really super busy, got involved with the program itself, and we are very thin and lean company. So I think that has to change now, given gold is at $5,000 an ounce, and it's a little bit easier to raise money now. So we have to kind of lessen up a little bit and go, that we need to go on the market to tell the story. And we need, one person telling the story is not enough. We need to have multiple parties to help us to tell the story because this is a good story. It's very easy to tell. You just have to tell the truth. The numbers speak for themselves. We don't really have to, I don't like a promotion. We don't need to, we just need the people to know about our story, get the word out, right? People understand the structure, understand the management, understand the asset and who is behind this. And that would be sufficient for people to see, hey, this is a totally undervalued. Every company say they're undervalued. There's no company ever say they're overvalued. But when I use the word undervalued, I'm backing it up by numbers, by our results.
Ivy, if people wanted to ask you about the numbers, go into further detail, a deeper dive, where do people find you? What's your website, or how do people can get in contact with you?
Yeah, our website is DynastyGoldCorp, all one word, .com, and I can be reached on my email ichong at dynastygoldcorp.com. And that's my email that, yeah, you can phone the office number 2604-633-2100. We're not always at the office, answer the phone, but if you leave a message, for sure I'll get back to you within 24, 48 hours.
For our listeners, I want to be clear that I am not currently an investor, although that may change. Please do your due diligence. I am not giving investment advice. One of the ways you can do your due diligence is do your research and reach out to Ivy and check out their website, follow their story. I encourage you to do so. Everyone, thanks for listening. Stay smart, stay curious, stay disciplined. Ivy, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me again, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to see you.